This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The Pentagon wants more competition among its suppliers. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The Pentagon is worried there is not enough competition between the companies that supply the Department of Defense with everything from missiles to batteries. It's out with a report saying DOD needs to do more, especially to attract small businesses and prevent more consolidation. Marketplace's Nova Sappho is here with more on this. Good morning, Nova.
Good morning, Sabri.
So this Pentagon report out this morning, it says this is a national security problem and a budgetary problem. Explain that for us.
Yeah, the Defense Department says it has been left with little room to maneuver in key areas. So, for example, over the last 30 years, it says the number of companies supplying it with tactical missiles went from 13 to 3. It's also down to 3 contractors for fixed-wing aircraft. It used to be 8. And it's often the same few companies, Sabri. So, for example, Boeing supplies missiles. It supplies aircraft, satellites. And the Pentagon says that kind of reduced capacity is a national security problem. Also, the fewer the companies, the less competition on price and less innovation.
So what is the Pentagon proposing to do about this?
Well, it wants to bring more scrutiny to any future mergers and potentially block them. And it also wants to bring in more small businesses because, as the Pentagon points out, a lot of what they're buying is actually just normal everyday stuff like laptops. The Pentagon says it's spending more money than ever on small business contracts. And at the same time, the number of small business suppliers is actually shrinking. So the report is suggesting things like simplifying procurement processes, speeding them up, things like that to encourage more small businesses to step in.
All right, Marketplace's Nova Sappho, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Inflation at the wholesale level is roaring. The producer price index, just out from the Labor Department, shows wholesale prices were up 1% in January, much more than expected, and they are up just about 10% over January a year ago. Lindsay Piegza is chief economist and managing director at Stifel and joins us to talk about it. Hi, Lindsay.
Good morning.
So when we talk PPI, we're talking prices at the wholesale level before they get, you know, resold to consumers in some cases. Do we have any idea of whether retailers are having to swallow these costs or are they just totally passing them right on through to consumers?
It's a great question. And right now, producers do have a tremendous amount of pricing power to pass those cost increases directly along to the end consumer. However, going forward, as prices continue to rise, the consumer is going to be on increasingly fragile footing.
And let's just talk about the causes of this inflation that we're seeing. I mean, are we still dealing with the same supply chain disruptions, imbalances of demand and supply that we've now been talking about for 2 years? Or has inflation taken on a life of its own at this point?
On the one hand, we are seeing supply side issues continue to disrupt production costs, materials and parts costs. On the other hand, we're also seeing demand side price pressures. This is more difficult for the Fed to address as consumers are still demanding a heightened level of production.
All right. Lindsay Piegza, chief economist and managing director at Stifel. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
A lot of hospitals are complaining over the high wages they've had to pay nurses who travel from hospital to cover staff shortages during the pandemic. They're even asking federal regulators to launch a price gouging investigation over those extra high wages. But hospitals' claims of financial stress are sometimes not going over so well with staff. Blake Farmer of WPLN in Nashville reports.
Like most traveling nurses right now, Pamela McNary of Mississippi is making more money than she ever thought possible. She's working in a Southern California COVID unit, getting $10,000 a week before taxes, but that's working 13-hour shifts overnight, 5 nights a week.
We're the ones who's actually doing the real patient care and keeping these people alive. And I'm telling you, it's hard.
So it doesn't sit well with McNary when the American Hospital Association is calling for price gouging inquiries into staffing agencies, citing reports of pay rates tripling from before the pandemic. Nearly 200 members of Congress have signed on in support. Some state legislators have proposed pay caps. Health systems are trying to set limits, too.
The ones who make the decisions, they don't walk into a COVID patient's room. They're not risking their lives. They're not away from home.
McNary has 4 kids and a husband in Mississippi. Traveling nurses have always been paid more for their flexibility, but hospitals say it's ballooned beyond what they can afford. In the first quarter of this year, the Henry Ford Health System in Michigan says it plans to spend $50 million on what CEO Wright Lassiter calls crisis labor.
That is the exorbitant labor costs related to the recent inflation in travel and contract nursing to supplement our staffing.
CEOs have been careful to criticize the staffing agencies, not nurses themselves, especially since many executives still make considerably more money. But they point out that agencies tack on an extra 30% or more for overhead and profits. Toby Malara of the American Staffing Association says it's all supply and demand.
We know that if nurse staffing agencies weren't around, we've heard from these nurses that they might be out of the business altogether.
I can tell you this, if they mess with our money, we'll walk out.
Pamela McNary says she's hoping to fly to Washington in May to join colleagues in what's being billed as a Million Nurse March. In Nashville, I'm Blake Farmer for Marketplace.
Our producers are Rose Conlon, Meredith Gerritsen, Stephen Ryan, Alex Schroeder, and Erica Soderstrom. And in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.